The next word is receive. The student. Punctil. A good grade on the exam. Breakdown. Punctil. Is the masculine past tense singular form of the verb. Punctat. To receive. This word is pronounced. Palutil. Punctit. To receive is a perfective verb, meaning it describes a completed action. This is the most common form of punctat, and is used for most instances of the verb. The verb conjugation in this sentence is in the masculine singular form, since the subject is student. Student. Other forms of the verb are punctular. Feminine past tense singular, pronounced palutila. Punctili. Plural past tense, pronounced palutili. Punctil. Masculine past tense singular, pronounced palutil. Хорошие. Good is a feminine adjective that agrees in gender with accent. Braid. Accent. Braid is a feminine noun. Ne. On is a preposition. Examine. Exam is a masculine noun. Sentence translation. The student received a good grade on the exam. English and Russian word pronunciations. Receive. Получать. Получать. Receive. Past tense singular. Получил. Получил. Grade. Оценка. Оценка. Exam. Экзамен. Экзамен. The next word is be. Hush hush. Bite. Bite. To be. The Russian word bit. Bite is an irregular verb meaning to be. It is one of the most important verbs in the Russian language, as it is used to express existence, state, and identity. It is the equivalent of to be in English, but it is used in a much wider range of contexts. Here is an example sentence. Я хочу быть счастливым. Я хочу быть счастливым. I pronounced я like я in yacht. Хочу. Хочу, I want, pronounced хочу. Быть. Быть, to be, pronounced bit. Счастливым. Счастливым, happy, pronounced sh счастливым. This sentence translates to I want to be happy. Important notes. Быть. Быть is an irregular verb, meaning its conjugation, how it changes form depending on the subject, and tense, does not follow the standard patterns. The word счастливым. Счастливым is in the instrumental case, which is used to express the state or condition of the subject. Variations. The verb быть, быть can also be used to express location. For example, я в Москве. Я в Москве. I am in Moscow. Translation. Быть, быть, to be, pronounced bit. Счастливым. Счастливым, happy, pronounced sh счастливым. The next word is policy. Hash hash policy in Russian. Sentence. Правительство. Хай. Объявило. Хай. Новую. Хай. Политику. Хай. Хай. Отношения. Хай. Иммиграции. Хай. Breakdown. Правительство. Хай. Хай. Правительство. Government. This word is a noun, and it is in the nominative case. The stress falls on the second syllable. Praroman 6 LSTVO, you can think of it as government in English. Abhyavya, high. High. Abhya Roman 6 low. Declared. This word is the past tense, masculine form of the verb. Abhyavyat, high. High. Abhyavilayat. To announce. The stress is on the second syllable of your Roman 6 low. Novly, high. High, novu. New. This word is an adjective in the accusative case, feminine form. The stress falls on the first syllable novu. Paitiku, high. High, palaitiku. Policy. This word is a noun in the accusative case. The stress is on the third syllable palaitiku. Hi. Hi. The. In. This is a preposition. This is pronounced the same as the English the. Atnosheni. Hi. Hi. Atnosheni. Relation, regard, respect. This is a noun in the prepositional case. The stress falls on the third syllable otnoshinirai. Immigratsi, high. High, immigratsirai. Immigration. This is a noun in the prepositional case. The stress falls on the third syllable immigratsirai. Translation. The government declared a new policy regarding immigration. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. This is called case. In this sentence, we see the accusative and prepositional cases. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, and this can affect the agreement of other words in a sentence. In this example, the word hyperoletaikou, high, policy, is feminine, which is why the adjective hyenoveu, high, new, is also feminine. Stress. Russian words have stress, and the placement of stress can change the meaning or pronunciation of a word. Be sure to pay attention to stress marks in dictionaries and textbooks. Pronunciation tips. The Russian letter I is pronounced like the English E in C. The Russian letter O is pronounced like the English O in hot. The Russian letter R is pronounced like the English Y in yard. The Russian letter Y is pronounced like the English Y in yet. Word and pronunciation. Politika, high. High, politika. Policy. Pravitelstvo, high. High, pravitelstvo. Government. The next word is further. The word further can be used as an adverb, adjective, or even a noun. It can mean more or to a greater extent. Adverb. On pashol dalshu. On. On. On he. Pashol. Paiti. Pashol went. Dalshu. Dalni. Dalshi, further translation. He went further. Concept. The verb, to go, is in the past tense, and is conjugated with the masculine pronoun. On. Adjective. My sudimetana boli poznim zasidani. My. 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 We. Absudim. Absudit. Absudim, we'll discuss. Eta. Eta. Eta, this. Na. Na. Na, on. Boli. Boli. Boli, more. Poznim. Pozni. Pozni, late. Zasidanje. Zasidanje. Zasidanje, meeting translation. We will discuss this at a further meeting. Concept. The verb, to discuss, is in the future tense, and is conjugated with the pronoun. Me. The word, further, can be used as an adjective, modifying the word, meeting. Noun. Для получения дополнительной информации обратитесь к администратору. Для DIY for получение получения obtaining дополнительной дополнительной further информация. Информация, information. Обратитесь. Обратиться. Обратитесь, please turn to. К. 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 То. Администратору. Администратор. Administratoru, administrator translation. For further information, please turn to the administrator. Concept. The noun. Informatie. Information is modified by the adjective. Дополнительный. Further. Pronunciation. Further, further. Дальше. Дальше. Дополнительный. The next word is body. The word body in English can be translated into Russian as тело, pronounced тело. Here is an example sentence. У него синее тело. Pronounced у него синее тело. This translates to he has a strong body. Breakdown. U. Pronounced U means at or with and is part of a prepositional phrase. Него. Pronounced него means him. It is a possessive pronoun that indicates that the body belongs to a male person. Синяе. Pronounced CLA means strong and is an adjective describing the body. Тело. Pronounced Тело means body and is a noun. Variations. Тело. Pronounced тело is the most common way to translate body in Russian. It can refer to the physical body or to a corpse. Туловище. Pronounced туловище is a more specific term that refers to the torso or trunk of the body. Корпус. Pronounced corpus is used in more formal contexts and can refer to a body, a physical structure, or a group of people. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are assigned genders. Тело is a neuter noun, which means it does not have a gender. This is important when using adjectives and pronouns. Adjectives. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. In this sentence, синяе is in the neuter, singular, nominative case to agree with тело. English translation. Body. Тело. Pronounced тело. The next word is require. The word require in English means to need something. It can be used in a variety of situations. The Russian word for require is требовать. Pronounced требовать. It is a verb, which means it describes an action. The ending vat is a common ending for verbs in Russian. Here is an example sentence using this verb. Этот проект требует много времени и усилий. Let's break it down. Этот Pronounced atot means this. Project. Pronounced projecti means project. Tribuit. Pronounced tribuit means requires third person singular present tense of. Tribuit. Mnoga. Pronounced mnogo means much or many. Vremeni. Pronounced vremeni means time. I. Pronounced I means and. Usili. Pronounced usili means effort. Translation. This project requires a lot of time and effort. Other forms of the verb. Tribuit. Pronounced tribuit, they require plural. Tribovala. Pronounced tribovala, she required past tense. Tribovala. Pronounced tribovala, he required past tense. The word require in English and its Russian equivalent. Tribovat. Are very useful words to know for everyday communication. The next word is weight. The word weight in Russian is zhdat. Pronounced zhdat. It is a verb, and we can use it to describe the action of waiting. Here's a sentence using the word. Я жду автобус. This translates to, I am waiting for the bus. Я. Pronounced ya means I and is the subject of the sentence. Жду. Pronounced ZHDU is the present tense form of the verb. Ждать. Pronounced ZHDAT meaning wait or am waiting. Автобус. Pronounced автобус means bus and is the object of the verb. Key concept. The verb. Ждать. Pronounced ZHDAT can be used in different tenses. For example, ждал. Pronounced ZHDAL means waited, and буду ждать. Pronounced буду ZHDAT means I will wait. This is very similar to the English language. English. Wait slash WE small cap IT slash Russian. ждать. Slash ZHDAT slash. The next word is general. The word general in Russian is общий. Pronounced общий. It can also be used as an adjective, meaning common or shared. Here's an example sentence. У нас общие интересы. У. У. Preposition meaning at or with. Нас. Нас, pronoun meaning we. Общие. Общие, adjective meaning common or shared. Интересы. Интересы, noun meaning interests. Translation. We have common interests. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Интересы. Is a plural noun and is considered feminine. This is important because it changes the form of the adjective. Общие. To match the gender. Case. The noun. Интересы. Is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. This is the basic form of the noun. Variations. The adjective. Общие. Can also be used in its masculine form. Общий. Pronounced общий and feminine form. Общая. Pronounced общая. Pronunciation. Общий. Общий, the sh sound is similar to the sh in ship, but slightly softer. Интересы. Интересы, the e at the end is pronounced like the e in bet or set. English. General slash stress dh open air n schwa r schwa l slash Russian. Общий. /stressob.hth/ij/. The next word is appear. The Russian word for appear is появляться. Появляться. This verb is irregular in that it has several different forms depending on the tense and person. This particular form is the infinitive, which is the base form of the verb. Here is an example sentence. На небе появляются звезды. На небе появляются звезды. Breakdown. На. На. On. At. In. This preposition is used here to indicate location. Небе. Небе. Sky. The genitive case of. Небо. Небо. Появляются. Появляются. Appear, the third person plural present tense form of появляться. Появляться. Звезды. Звезды, stars, the nominative plural form of звезда. Звезда. The sentence means, stars appear in the sky. Here are some other forms of появляться. Появляться. Появился. Появился, appeared, masculine singular past tense. Появилась. Появилась, appeared, feminine singular past tense. Появились. Появились, appeared, plural past tense. Pronunciation guide. Появляться. 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 На. 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 Небе. 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 Звезды. 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 English. Appear schwa stress b small cap I schwa r Russian. Появляться. Появляться p schwa j schwa stress b l j t lengthened s schwa. The next word is toward. Он шел. Hi. Вперед. Направленный. К. Цели. Он. Шел. Вперед. Направленный. К. Цели. He was walking forward, directed toward the goal. This sentence uses the preposition. K, which means toward. It can be used to indicate direction, like in this example, or to show movement toward a specific person or thing. The word направленный. Направленный is the past participle of the verb направлять. Направлять. Past participles are often used in Russian to describe something that is already completed, or in a certain state. In this sentence, it means that the man is already walking in a certain direction. Here is the breakdown of the sentence. On, he, shol, was walking, вперед, vipered, forward, направленный. Направленный, directed. К. Toward. Цели. Цели, goal. Pronunciation. К. К, like the K in king. Цели. Цели, цели. Направленный. Направленный, направленно. Вперед. Vipered, vipe red. Shoal. Shoal, shoal, like, shoal. Own. On, like, own. Variations. You can use the preposition. K. K, with different forms of the verb. Itti. Itti, to go, to indicate movement in different directions. You can use the past participle. Направленный. Naprevleni, with other nouns to describe something that is directed toward that noun. Translation. Ka. K, toward. Tseli. Tseli, goal. Napravleni. Napravleni, directed. Fpirit. Vpird, forward. Shol. Shol, was walking. On. On, he. The next word is team. English word, team. Russian sentence. Наша команда выиграла чемпионат. Breakdown. Наша. Наша. Наша, this word means our, and is in the nominative case, indicating it is the subject of the sentence. КОМАНДА. Команда. Команда, this word means team, and is also in the nominative case, as it's the subject of the verb. Выиграла. Выиграла. Выиграла, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb, to win, выиграть. Чемпионате. Чемпионат. Чемпионат, this means championship, and is in the accusative case as it is the direct object of the verb. Meaning, our team won the championship. Variations. The word for team can also be used in the plural, like КОМАНДЕРУ. Команды. Команды. This form would be used if there were more than one team involved in the championship. Pronunciation. НАША. 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 НАША КОМАНДА. 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 КОМАНДА ВЫИГРАЛА. 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 Выиграла чемпионате. Чемпионат. 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 English translation. Our team won the championship. Russian translation. Наша команда выиграла чемпионат. The next word is easy. This task is легкий. Легкий. The word легкий is an adjective meaning easy. The ending -ikraткое makes it an adjective. The masculine form of the adjective would be легкий. The feminine form would be легкое. Легкое, and the plural form would be легкие. Легкие. Example sentence. Это задача. Легкое. This task is easy. Translation. Легкие. Easy, легкие. Легкое. Easy, легкое. Легкие. Easy, легкие. The next word is which. The English word, which, can be used in Russian in several ways. It can be used as a relative pronoun, or an interrogative pronoun. Here is a sentence demonstrating the use of, which, as a relative pronoun. Я знаю девушку, которая учится в университете. Translation. I know a girl, who studies at the university. Breakdown. Я. I, pronounced, я. Знаю. No, pronounced, знаю. Девушку. Girl, pronounced, девушку. Которая. Who, pronounced, которая. Учится. Studies, pronounced, учится. In, pronounced, F. Университет. University, pronounced, университет. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the relative pronoun. Которая. Who, to connect the two clauses. The first clause. Я знаю девушку. Introduces the girl. The second clause. Которая учится в университете. provides more information about her. This is similar to how the relative pronoun, which, is used in English. Here is a sentence demonstrating the use of, which, as an interrogative pronoun.
Какую книгу ты читаешь?
Translation. Which book are you reading? Breakdown.
Какую.
Which, pronounced, какую.
Книгу.
Book, pronounced, книгу.
Ты.
You, pronounced, тай.
Читаешь.
Are reading, pronounced, читаешь. Key concept. This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun.
Какую.
Which, to ask a question about a specific book. English. Which Russian?
Которая.
Pronounced, Катарая, who Russian?
Какая.
Pronounced, Какая, which Russian?
Какую.
Pronounced, Какую, which, accusative case. The next word is individual. Each person is unique, and has their own individual qualities.
Каждый человек уникален и обладает своими индивидуальными качествами.
Breakdown.
Каждый.
Каждый means each or every, and is a masculine nominative singular pronoun.
Человек.
Человек means person or human, and is a masculine nominative singular noun.
Уникален.
Уникален means unique, and is an adjective in the masculine nominative singular form.
И
means and is a conjunction.
Обладает.
Обладает means possesses or has, and is a verb in the third person singular present tense.
Своими.
Своими means their or his or her own, and is a possessive pronoun in the masculine slash feminine slash neuter plural form.
Индивидуальными.
Individualni my means individual, and is an adjective in the masculine slash feminine slash neuter plural form.
Качествами.
Качествами means qualities, and is a noun in the plural form. Key concepts. This sentence showcases the use of the masculine singular form of nouns and adjectives when referring to a single person. The verb обладаете, обладает, is often used to describe possession of qualities or characteristics. The possessive pronoun.
Своими.
Своими emphasizes that the qualities are unique to the individual. Pronunciation hints. Chair, ch, is pronounced like the ch in chair. Yeah, e, at the end of a word is usually pronounced like a soft a sound, unless it is stressed. The ikatkoye, y, at the end of a word is pronounced like a soft e sound. English translation. Each person is unique, and has their own individual qualities. Russian translation.
Каждый человек уникален и обладает своими индивидуальными качествами.
The next word is full. The word, full, can be used in many ways in Russian, but let's look at a simple sentence to start.
Полный стакан воды.
This translates to, a full glass of water. Here's a breakdown.
Полный.
Pronounced, полна, means, full, and is an adjective. In this case, it's in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the noun, glass.
Стакан.
Pronounced, стакан, is a masculine noun meaning, glass.
Воды.
Pronounced, вода, is the genitive case of the feminine noun.
Вода.
Pronounced, вода, meaning, water. The genitive case is used to show possession, or to indicate the object of a preposition. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, so adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. case. The genitive case is used to indicate possession, or to show the object of a preposition. Variations.
Polnia.
Pronounced, polnia, is the feminine form of full.
Polnii.
Pronounced, polna, is the masculine form of full.
Polnii.
Pronounced, polnii, is the neuter form of full. English translation. Full slash polna Russian translation.
Polnii.
Slash polna. The next word is black. The word cheryenyerlikatkoye.
Cherny.
Pronounced cherny in Russian means black. It is an adjective and can be used to describe a noun, like in the following example. Я вижу черную кошку.
Я вижу черную кошку.
Pronounced Я вижу черную кошку. I see a black cat. The word черенерликаткое.
Черный.
Can also be used as a noun. This means that it refers to the color black itself. For example. Я люблю черенерликаткое цвете.
Я люблю черный цвет.
Pronounced Я люблю черный цвет. I love the color black. Key concepts. Gender. Черенерликаткое.
Черный.
Is a masculine adjective. Its feminine form is черная.
Черная.
And its neuter form is черное.
Черное.
Remember that in Russian, adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they describe. So, if the noun is feminine, the adjective would also be feminine, and so on. Pronunciation. The, chair.
Chair.
Sound in Russian is pronounced similar to the, ch, in the English word, chair. English, Russian black chair, черенерликаткое.
Черный.
Pronounced, черный. The next word is sense. The word, sense, can be used in many different ways in English. In Russian, you have a few choices, depending on the context. 1. Sense, as a feeling, or perception. Here we use the word.
Чувство.
Чувство. Example. I have a sense of unease.
Я чувствую беспокойство.
Я чувствую беспокойство. This is a very common way to express the feeling of sense in Russian. Breakdown of the sentence.
Я,
I, subject pronoun.
Чувствую.
Чувствую, I feel, present tense verb чувствовать. Чувствую вот.
Беспокойство.
Беспокойство, unease, noun. 2. Sense, as meaning, or understanding. Here we can use the word.
Смысл.
Смысл. Example. I don't understand the sense of this poem.
Я не понимаю смысл этого стихотворения.
Я не понимаю смысл этого стихотворения. Breakdown of the sentence.
Я.
Я, I, subject pronoun.
Не.
Не, not, negative particle.
Понимаю.
Понимаю, I understand, present tense verb понимать. Понимать.
Смысл.
Смысл, sense, noun.
Этого.
Этого, of this, possessive adjective.
Стихотворение.
Стихотворение, poem, noun. Important note. You can also use the word.
Смысл.
Смысл, when talking about a person's common sense, or intelligence. In this case, it would be translated as intellect, or mind. Example. He has a sharp sense of humor.
Univostrium. Univostrium. Breakdown of the sentence. U. U at preposition. Nivo. Nivo, him, possessive pronoun. Ostri. Ostrae, sharp, adjective. Mind, noun. Pronunciation tips. The sound. Cheer. Ch is similar to the ch in church. The sound. S is like the s in sun. The sound. M. M is like the m in man. The sound. L. L is like the L in lion. The sound. R. R is a rolled R as in Spanish. English. Sense Russian. Chuvstvo. Chuvstvo. Smooth. Smysl. The next word is perhaps. English word. Perhaps. Russian sentence. Возможно. Завтра будет хорошая погода. Breakdown. Возможно. Pronounced возможно, this is the most common way to say perhaps in Russian. It is derived from the word возможности, возможность, meaning possibility. Завтра. Pronounced завтра, this means tomorrow. Будет. Pronounced будет, this is the future tense of the verb to be, берутеери, byt. Хорошая. Pronounced хорошая, this is the feminine form of the adjective good, хорошая, краткое, хорошая. Погода. Pronounced погода, this means weather. Translation. Perhaps tomorrow will be good weather. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives agree in gender with the noun they modify. Since peogeogea is feminine, the adjective haoeroshaya is also feminine. Future tense. The future tense in Russian is formed using the verb beyeruteyeri, byt, and the infinitive form of the verb. Variations. You can also use the word emojete beyeruteyeri, emojet byt, to mean, perhaps, but it is a bit more informal. Pronunciation tips. Возможно. Emphasize the first syllable. Завтра. Emphasize the first syllable. Будет. Emphasize the second syllable. Хорошая. Emphasize the second syllable. Погода. Emphasize the second syllable. Word translation. Perhaps. Возможно. Pronounced возможно. The next word is add. The word add in Russian is добавить. Добавить. It's a verb, and it is used in many contexts. It's a verb that means to add, to include, to supplement. You can use it to add an ingredient, a word, a person to a group, or a thought. Here's an example. Я добавлю еще один кусочек сахара в чай. Я добавляю еще один кусочек сахара в чай. English. I will add one more piece of sugar to the tea. Breakdown. Я, I, pronoun. Добавлю. Добавляю, future tense of. Добавить. Добавить, to add. Еще. ESHK, more, another, still. Один. Один, one. Кусочек. Кусочек, piece, small piece, morsel. Сахара. Сахара, sugar, genitive case. V, in, into. Чай. Чай, tea. Note. The
The preposition takes the genitive case, which is why Sahara, S-A-H-R-A, is used instead of Sahar, S-A-H-R-A, for the noun. Variations of the Bavit, the Bavrat, Dabavilayat, present tense, to add, plural or informal form. The Bavi, Dabavil, past tense, added, masculine. The Bavila, Dabavila, past tense, added, feminine. The Bavili, Dabavili, past tense, added, plural. English, add. The Bavit, Dabavit, English, sugar. Sahar, Sahar. The next word is rule. Hash hash. Pravila. Praroman 6 low. Sentence. Это правило очень важно для понимания русского языка. Это праромен 6 low очень важно для понимания русского языка. Breakdown. Правило. Praroman 6 low, this is the noun form of rule. The word is pronounced like pravilo, with the emphasis on the second syllable. Eta. Eto, this is the neuter form of this, and is used when referring to a rule or a concept. Ochin. Ochen, this means very. It is pronounced like ochen. Vajna. Vajno, this is an adjective meaning important. It is pronounced like vajno. Dla. Dilaya, this means for. It is pronounced like dilaya. Понимание. Понимание, this is the genitive case of the noun. Понимание. Понимание, which means understanding. It is pronounced like понимание. Русского. Русского, this is the genitive case of the adjective. Русский. Русский, meaning Russian. It is pronounced like Русского. Языка. Языка, this is the genitive case of the noun. Язык. Язык, which means language. It is pronounced like языка. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the genitive case, which is essential for showing possession or a relationship between two nouns. It also demonstrates the use of adjectives that agree with the nouns in gender and number. Translation. This rule is very important for understanding the Russian language. Variations. Pravila. Praroman 6 low can also be used as a plural noun. Pravila. Praroman 6 la, rules. Pronunciation. Pravila. Praroman 6 low, pravilo. Eta. Eto, eto. Ochin. Ochen, ochen. Vajna. Vajno, vajno. Dla. Dilaya, dilaya. Понимание. Понимание, понимание. Русского. Русского, русского. Языка. Языка, языка. English, rule Russian. Правило. Praroman 6 low. The next word is pass. The word pass has many meanings in English and can be translated into Russian in a variety of ways. Here is a simple example using the verb to pass in the sense of to go by. Sentence. The bus passed by my house this morning. Russian. A vete obe uespero yeha alem iemoemo yege obe oema ete iemu tero em. Автобус проехал мимо моего дома этим утром. Breakdown. Автобус. Autobus. Bus, this is the noun, bus, in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of the sentence.
Приехал.
Проехал. Past tense masculine singular verb, to pass, this is the past tense of the verb, to pass, in the masculine singular form, which agrees with the subject avete omnes. This verb has multiple meanings, and can also be used to say, to travel, or, to drive.
Mimo.
Mimo. Preposition meaning, by, this preposition is used to indicate that the bus passed by the speaker's house.
Моего.
Моего. Possessive adjective meaning, my, this word modifies the noun, house, and indicates that the house belongs to the speaker.
Дома.
Дома. Noun, house, in the genitive case, this noun is used after the preposition memo, and is in the genitive case, which is used after prepositions.
Этим.
Этим. Demonstrative pronoun meaning, this word refers to the morning that the bus passed by.
Утром.
Утром. Noun meaning, morning, this word is in the instrumental case, and is used to describe the time of day when the bus passed by. Pronunciation.
Автобус.
Автобус. Autobus.
Приехал.
Проехал. Проехал.
Мимо.
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 Моего.
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 Дома.
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 Этим.
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 Утром.
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 English-Russian translation. Pass.
Проходить.
Проходит, by.
Мимо.
Мимо. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns and adjectives change their form depending on their function in the sentence. This is called, case. There are 6 cases in Russian. Gender. Nouns in Russian are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the ending of the word, and also how it interacts with other words in the sentence. Number. Nouns and verbs change form depending on whether they are singular or plural. Verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian change their form depending on the tense, mood, person, and number of the verb. Learning the basic concepts of Russian grammar, such as case, gender, number, and verb conjugation, is crucial for understanding how to use words in the correct way. The next word is produce. Hash hash.
Производит.
Производит. Sentence.
Эта фабрика производит автомобили.
Эта фабрика производит автомобили. Breakdown. Эта. Эта, this, feminine singular. Ita.
Fabrica.
Fabrica, factory, fabrica.
Производит.
Производит, produces, third person singular present tense of.
Производит.
Производит, производит.
Автомобили.
Автомобили, cars, автомобили. Meaning, this factory produces cars. Key concepts.
Производит.
Производит is a verb meaning to produce or to manufacture. It is a perfective verb indicating a completed action. The third person singular present tense of.
Производит.
Производит is.
Производит.
Производит. Variations.
Произнести.
Произвести is the perfective aspect of the verb, meaning, to produce, or, to manufacture, in a completed sense. Производство. Производство is the noun form of the verb, meaning production or manufacture. Pronunciation. Производит. 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 Произвести. 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 Производство. 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 English. Produce. Production. Russian. Производит. Производит. Произвести. Произвести. Производство. Производство. The next word is sell. The word sell in Russian is продавать. Продавать. This is a verb that means to sell. It can be used in many different contexts and tenses. Here is an example. Я продаю машину. Я продаю машину. Я продаю. Продаю, I sell, present tense. Машину. Машину, car, accusative case. Translation. I am selling the car. Продавать. Продавать, to sell. Продаю. Продаю, I sell. Машина. Машина, car. This sentence is in the present tense. The verb. Продавать. Продавать is conjugated to agree with the subject. Я. Key concepts. Present tense. This tense is used to describe actions that are happening now. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. In this sentence, the direct object is машину. Машину. Conjugation. Verbs are conjugated to agree with the subject in terms of person and number. Variations of the verb. Продаю. Продаю, I sell. Продаешь. Продаешь, you sell. Продает. Продает, he/she/it sells. Продаем. Продаем, we sell. Продаете. Продает, you all sell. Продают. Продает, they sell. This is just a basic example. The verb продавать, продавать, can be used in many other tenses and contexts. The next word is there. / there. Sentence. Там. Стоит. Большой. Дом. Breakdown. Там. Там, this is the key word, meaning there, and functions as an adverb of place. This is the most common word for there in Russian. You can use it in various situations. Стоит. Стоит, this is a verb, meaning stands, or is located, and is in the present tense. It is an irregular verb, so keep an eye on its conjugation. Большой. Большой, this is an adjective, meaning big or large, modifying the noun BOM. In this case, it agrees with the noun in gender and number. Дом. Дом, this is a noun meaning house and is the subject of the sentence. Translation. There stands a big house. Pronunciation. Там. Там, pronounced like там, with the sound as in father. Стоит. Стоит, pronounced like стоит, with the O sound as in go, and the I sound as in machine. Большой. Большой, pronounced like большой, with the O sound as in go, and the OI sound as in boy. Дом. Дом, pronounced like дом, with the O sound as in go. Variations. To say, here, use. Yes. Ledbeth, instead of Tam. Tam. To say, there is a house, youth.
Yest.
Est, followed by the noun, and adjective. A big house can also be expressed with the noun and adjective in the reverse order.
Boom. Bashoy.
Key concept. Word order in Russian sentences is relatively free, but the verb typically occupies the second position.